conversion. That doesn't sound like a Catholic thing. This, so you know, you want to be converted. Well, a lot of times when people think about conversion in the Catholic Church, that would be those people who are not Catholic, they're Christian, they're going to convert to Catholicism, right? That's conversion, right? That's not it. Go ahead to the next slide, Bob. I'm sorry, we're going to... This is the one that's not going to be the right size. It is the right size, okay. This comes right from the Catechism, and this is one of DeGeorge's three absolute favorite teachings from the Catechism. The other two we're going to get to next week, and they're really good. But this one shocked me, absolutely shocked me. Jesus calls to conversion. Baptism is the principal place for the first and fundamental conversion. It is by faith in the gospel and by baptism that one renounces evil and gains salvation, that is, the forgiveness of all sins and the gift of new life. Christ's call to conversion continues to resound in the lives of Christians. This second conversion, a second conversion? This is in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Okay, this second conversion is an uninterrupted task for the whole church, who, clasping sinners to her bosom, is at once holy and always in need of purification and follows constantly the path of penance and renewal. My wife and I went to the same Catholic grade school and high school. Okay? We learned the same thing, the same teachers, the same Catholic faith. When she went away to college, she got in with a fundamental Christian group, and she was born again. And she prayed for me and told me over and over again, Frank, you need to be born again. And I said, hon, I've already been born again. I was baptized. And God took care of it once and for all. I believe in one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I've already been baptized. When I was 13 days old, I was baptized, and that took care of it. And Allison, she knew that I was missing some. She went through this very powerful experience, okay, a very powerful experience, was born again, and she prayed for me for years. We still got married, okay? We still had kids. She agreed that our kids were going to be raised Catholic. I don't know whatever possessed her to do that, but she knew that I was just a stubborn Italian Catholic, and I wasn't going to go anyplace else, okay? And she continued to pray for me and pray for me and pray for me, and I just used to laugh at her because I was already Catholic, and I'm good. I go to church every Sunday. I take our kids to church every day. When our kids were in school, I would take them to church in the morning, and we'd just kneel down and say a few prayers in the morning. We didn't have time to stick around for Mass. Every day we went to church. I was comfortable in church, but I also knew I was missing something. And I'm like, no, I'm not missing anything. I go to church every Sunday, put my money in the basket, yada, yada, yada. Then I quit my job, and I did the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life, the craziest thing I've ever done in my life. It wasn't quitting my job, even though I had a wife and four kids at home, ages 9 to 14. I quit my job, and I went up to our pastoral associate one Sunday, and I said, Sister Lenore, I've been a good Catholic for many years. I put my money in the basket every Sunday, but I've always been too busy to do any ministries. I now have time, and I place myself at your mercy. Don't ever do that to a nun. Without batting an eyelash, Sister Lenore said, well, Frank, on Thursday nights, I do RCIA, and I think you would be a wonderful member of our team. We meet at 7 o'clock. And you have high school age kids too, right? Jim and Nancy could really use your help. They meet tonight at 6 o'clock. I'll tell them that you'll be there. Boom. It was like she knew I was coming. I know that the nuns have a special connection there, and she knew that I was coming, okay? And so instantly, I went from being a corporate executive to a minister of the faith, okay? And what the heck did I know other than from being a Catholic for all these years? So I started really digging into my faith, okay? And I got involved in this, and I started reading the Bible and the catechism because I wanted to have answers when the kids ask questions or when the adults ask questions. I needed to have answers for them. So I started anticipating the questions. I started getting the answers, and I liked it. And it was good. And then I was invited to go to a Teens Encounter Christ weekend. Okay, a Teens Encounter Christ weekend. This young man right over here was a senior in high school, I think, maybe. He was there for my first tech retreat weekend. And I went to this retreat, and it was an encounter weekend. It wasn't just a retreat. It was an encounter retreat. And man, something happened that weekend. I came out of St. Mary's Church on Sunday. We were there for Saturday, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I came out of St. Mary's on Monday. And I had driven past Milan thousands of times. It's where I used to work. But all of a sudden, when I left that church, everything was brighter. There was something very special. There was something very different. And I went home and I started to explain to Allison what happened. And she started crying. Why? Because that's what women do, right? Okay? Allison did that for years with me. And for like the first 20 years, every time she started to cry, I'd try to fix her. And then I finally realized she wasn't broken. It's just the way she is. And so she starts to cry. And I'm wondering, you know, what's wrong? I had this fantastic week. And she realized that I had been born again, that I had a conversion experience. I had experienced what she had been praying for me to experience for like 10 years. And it happened. And amazingly, it happened in the Catholic Church. And it was wonderful. And it's hard for me to explain to anybody what exactly happened. Okay, but what I know is something happened that weekend and my life was completely changed. Okay, I encountered Christ that weekend. And all of a sudden, I think I have a personal relationship with God. I still laugh because I don't talk to Jesus the way that I would talk to Bob or to Johnny. So I'm still like not sure if I have a personal relationship with God. And Allison laughs at me every time I say that. Okay. I know that I had a very powerful experience, and my life will never be the same. If I never have that experience again, it's okay. It's okay. It was that good. And I've been very fortunate that I've put myself in position to do that, okay? And if you put yourself in the environment to do that and you're open to it, you can have that experience. It's a powerful experience, okay? I think I understand what my wife experienced as a college student. It's great. It's fantastic because I've experienced and I look for it over and over again. Again, if it never happens again, that's okay. But not everybody experiences it in the same thing. It doesn't have to be a big aha moment. A friend of mine, one of the men in our men's group, said to me, he says, Frank, does it have to be in church? And I said, well, I don't think so. Tell me your story. So he told me his story. He was like driving across the United States and he came to a place in the West. I think it was Arizona or something. And he said, all of a sudden, everything just became crystal clear to him. And he knew that God was real and he knew that God loved him. I said, yep, that's it. Okay? It happened to him on the road. Okay? I asked him, did you pull off to the side of the road? He said, yeah, I had to. It was fantastic. I said, yep, you're there. Okay? There's not a place, a certain place or a certain thing. Now, we're going to try to do some things later tonight. Maybe conversion will take place. Maybe you'll have an aha moment tonight. Okay? Stick with me if you trust me. Okay, maybe we'll do something later tonight. Maybe you'll have an aha moment. Okay, because we can create an environment. Right now, I've talked to other people, and I know that they have a mature adult faith. I know that they've been converted. I can just tell the way they live. And I was talking to this one woman, and I asked her. I said, "Tell me about your conversion moment." She said, "There really was no conversion moment." She says, "I just grew up in a Catholic church. I grew up in a Catholic family. And I always knew God loved me." I'm like, oh, that's boring, But that's beautiful. It's just as powerful an understanding as I have or anybody else have. It was just a gradual, beautiful thing. So don't expect that you have to have this aha moment. They're good. And stubborn people like me probably need bigger moments. And God takes care of us. Sometimes he just hits me up the side of the head. Because it's not a little tap on the shoulder. I need a good swift smack in the head. Okay? He gives us that. Be patient with conversion, but know that the Catholic Church, official teaching here, and it's not just one conversion. Okay? We're continually called to it. Now, this is very Catholic. We do it every year, and every single Catholic comes. What is it? Ash Wednesday. It's not even a holy day of obligation, okay? But every Catholic comes. Why? Because we need to turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel, huh? right? And we get the ashes on our forehead. Why? Because we're Catholic. That's what conversion's all about. We do this twice a year. We don't do ashes twice a year, but we have two periods of repentance that the church gives us. Lent and Advent. They're two periods of preparation. And during that time period, we're supposed to turn our lives back to God. That's conversion. Okay? Father Ron out at St. Luke's, he did a really neat thing a couple years ago when he first came out. I had never seen any priest do this. Most priests, when you come forward for ashes, they say, turn away from God and be faithful to the gospel. Turn away from sin. I'm sorry, don't turn away from God. Yeah, that'd be really bad. Really bad. That's why I'm not a deacon. Okay. Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. Father Ron asked you, will you turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel? And people stood there, and he waited. And finally, when they said yes, boom, you get your ashes. Okay? There's this one little boy, it was really cute, at the end, he came up, and he said, will you turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel? And the kid said, no! But anyway, it was a whole different thing, because when you're asked that question, you have to actually respond, yes, I'm going to do this. There's a commitment here. Okay? That's conversion. That's the start of conversion. Okay? It has to begin that way, with repentance and saying, yes, I am going to turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. I am going to walk in the footsteps of God.